Welcome to Know Your True Self, a show dedicated to raising the consciousness of humanity. I'm Samantha.
And I'm James.
James, what are we talking about tonight?
Well, we've been discussing this a little bit, and we're either talking about laugh a little, or are you not going to stand up for your idea?
No, you're making me feel bashful. I was proposing get silly, because I feel like that's a little bit more fun. A little fancy free, a little unexpected, if you will. Laugh a little feels a little constrained, like you're only allowed a single laugh to conclude the day. You like to end my day with one singular laugh.
Well, I'm going off of the observation that people aren't laughing enough. So I'm saying, like, let's just start with laughing a little.
Just a little bit.
And we can work our way up from there to a boisterous that overtakes our spirit from the inside out. The Gregorian chant of laughter, as it is.
So where does one start? Let's say you're not into laughing. You just don't really practice it. A whole day could go by and you don't chuckle at anything. Where does one even start with something like this?
I think the best place to start is with a smile, because smiles are naturally infectious. And when we smile and someone smiles back at us because of natural behavioral mirroring, we naturally then see their expression and our smile then erupts into this little playful laughter. You know, sometimes that laughter is expressed more on the inside, but the smile is definitely a generator of laughter. It's almost like a precursor to laughter because there's so much joy and fun in that feeling, right? It's something imaginative, unexpected, and it's something that takes you by surprise. And that's what's so fun about laughter and joy and expressing that is it's available almost all the time, because there's always these really funny, humorous moments that are happening all around us all the time that have to be noticed because they're just absolutely hysterical.
It's kind of hard to be in your head when you're in the middle of laughing. I think that's what's so great about laughing. You kind of just blank out and you can't really think about anything. I remember just last night you were giving me a hug and I just thought it was hilarious. So I just started laughing. It wasn't like the hug was funny. It was just the moment, something about it, you know, when you just get the giggles. So I just started laughing and it was like so hard to stop it. But it's kind of like a break for your mind because you don't know why you're laughing. It doesn't really matter why. It just feels good to laugh.
And that happened when my dad was here, and it was, you know, just a couple of days after I'd gotten out of the hospital, and he was sitting talking to me when I was in bed and he was making me laugh so hard. And although my body could take no other sensation, even though I was like in all of this healing process, the laughter was a medicine for me. I mean, therapeutic to my mind, but somehow it actually operated through my body without causing any harm. That's what's so fun about laughter. It truly is like an awakening of that childlike nature of your spirit, you know, that deserves to be played with and felt with wonder and imagination. And that's so cool. It's so cool what laughter does to us. Laughter is like truly just finding the wonder in those moments.
Sometimes in order to get yourself to laugh too, think about just something you find funny and do that. Like literally you can make yourself laugh. It's not like something funny has to happen in your day or someone has to tell you a joke for you to imbibe in some laughter. Like you can literally be like, what's the goofiest, weirdest thing that I could do right now to make myself laugh? Or what's like the corny joke I can tell myself to myself and just start cracking myself up? What's like a funny face I can make? Like whatever your brand of humor is, not here to judge, but think about what would make you crack up, and just you can be that source of laughter for yourself, even if there's a lot of serious stuff going on or you don't have someone to make you laugh on a daily basis.
Yeah, all those archives of laughter that we have, you know, the memories that we have, the funny vacations we've been on with family members, the moments in life with friends that just like the most funny, unexplained thing happens, the road trip we were on, the travel excursions, whatever it is, we all can go back to those moments with really special people in our lives, or maybe they're by ourselves. We're just like that really hilarious experience ensued. And you know, if it's not something in your own life, I'm sure that there's movies that mark places and time and experiences that you've had that are just hilarious. And sometimes, you know, you might flick through a title and say, oh, I've seen that so many times. But in all honesty, if you start watching it, it's going to bring a lot of laughter back. And it might not be laugh out loud laughter like you're seeing it for the first time, but a chuckle and a remembrance of all the wonderful memories that you've had experiencing that. They're all going to replay in your consciousness, become conjured back up. So laughter is available. And sometimes right now, unfortunately, our consciousness gets so divided and so focused on one of the billions of things that need to be fixed in this world that we lose sight of the moment in front of us, the laughter available, and how that heals us. You know, without that laughter, without that levity in life, everything becomes daunting and draining and dark. And like, the reality is, it doesn't have to be that way. When we invite laughter into our life and we enjoy levity, we can solve problems with more fun, more enthusiasm, grace, and having that wonder and being excited about partnering in creation, because we don't have to make everything so serious. I know one of the things that we always learn about near-death experiences is that a lot of people that come back say, like, man, like, I've been taking all of this way too seriously. And I think laughter is a core virtue, you know, the virtue of being able to find that sense of exhilaration in these moments and to express it and to be able to feel confident that there is another side to the equation of life. The unconscious mind does not have to rule all. When we raise our level of consciousness and we finally start to experience level of joy again, joy is omnipresent, joy is available, and like, really, laughter is the gateway to finding that joy.
Beautifully said. Well, go off and have a laugh. Maybe this podcast was the start
of your... Or get silly if you want to get silly.
Yes, or get silly, whatever that means to you, but... Hopefully this podcast was the start of a new chapter of laughter today and each and every day in your life.
Thank you so much for joining in. Always remember, you have a choice. Take an active role in your own evolution. Know your true self.